How safe is your home? According to the Home Safety Council's 2004 report, accidental injuries are the fifth leading cause of death in America. Approximately 91,000 people die from accidents each year, and more than 20% of those accidents occur in the home. Almost all of these incidents could have been prevented. I spoke with the health department about home safety. June is National Home Safety Month, and joining me with tips to make your home a safer environment is Carlina Angwin, injury prevention educator with the Chattanooga Hamilton County Health Department.
We really try to promote safety as a way to prevent injuries from happening. Injuries aren't accidents. Accidents are something that happened that couldn't be prevented. Injuries can be prevented. And if you take a few steps just to, you know, make your home a little bit safer, then you can prevent the leading causes of injury. Tennesseans 1 to 44, the leading cause of death is injuries for them. So it's really important to make a few changes in your home just to make your home safer.
Falling injuries are very common at any age. Little toddlers fall, people trip over things, but especially in elderly, when they fall, they can be life-threatening.
Yes, falls can be very dangerous for older adults. And so some of the recommendations that we give are to install grab bars in the shower. You can either have the type that are installed or like the suction grab bars that are there for balance so that you can get in and out of the shower safely. And also, if you have stairs coming, you know, going up, upstairs to the bedrooms or in and out of the home, you want to make sure that you have handrails on both sides, because if you're carrying something in one hand, you want to make sure that the other hand that's free has a handrail to grab onto. And also removing any clutter that may be in the home, especially clutter that may be between the bedroom and the bathroom. So if you get up in the middle of the night and have to go to the bathroom, you don't want to trip on something that's in your way. And also putting in night lights so that you can see your path from the bedroom to the bathroom. A couple other things to recommend for fall prevention for seniors are exercising regularly, because it helps to strengthen muscles and, you know, increase flexibility and strength. And also getting your vision tested yearly, and then also having your doctor review medications. Because, you know, sometimes if you have a couple different doctors, they may be prescribing different medications that counter-interact with each other and could cause a fall.
So we've decluttered our home. We've made sure there's safety rails in place where necessary. We've included night lights. And so we're less likely to fall, but there are other things that can be dangerous in your home.
We just talked about older adults and falling, but if you have young children in your home, you want to be very careful with falls as well with them. So if you have stairs, you want to put a baby gate in the bottom of the stairs and at the top so that they can't fall down from, you know, being up in the bedroom. At the same time, they can't climb up the stairs and then fall back down. Baby gates are very important. Also, some of the other things to do to make your home a little bit safer are to make sure that your medications and any household cleaning supplies that you may have are up out of the way so that children can't get into them. Because a lot of household cleaners have the same sort of packaging look as food. They may be confused whether it's food or, you know, a beverage or if it's a cleaner. And in that case, they could make themselves very sick. It's very important to have the poison control hotline number entered into your cell phone or on a refrigerator so you can access it quickly. And that number is 1-800-222-1222.
Outside your home is also a place for the potential of falling down, especially when the people watering their gardens may have that hose stretched about anywhere along pathways. You may have a stone pathway with some loose stones. All of these things can be taken care of fairly easily.
They can. Just going around your home and just checking out different areas that might be a hazard, a fall hazard, and spending the time just to clean up those areas. And maybe if there's some uneven surfacing, just go ahead and fix that so that it doesn't become a problem. You know, you don't want a neighbor or a family member to come over to your home and to not be familiar with the uneven surfacing and to trip or fall. And you mentioned outside hoses, and we can talk about water safety. Water safety is a big concern, especially if you have pools. You want to make sure that you have a fence that goes all the way around the pool and that you keep the safety gate locked. And also, parents of small children, you want to make sure that you are actively supervising a child. And that doesn't mean just being there present, reading a book or talking on the phone or talking to somebody else at the pool. You want to be in the water with them, at least in arm's reach away from them, because drownings, when they happen very quickly. They happen silently. So you're not going to see the child screaming and crying for help. They're going to gulp water, and it'll happen very, very quietly. So you want to make sure that you are actively watching them. You have your eyes on them at all times, and you are at a distance away where you could go ahead and reach them if they needed help getting up. For older children, or really anybody, you want to make sure that you're swimming with a buddy, not by yourself. Because if something happens, then they can, you know, they can either help you, or they can call 911, they can get help to you as soon as possible. Whereas if you're by yourself, then nobody's going to know. We do not recommend inner tubes, blow up inner tubes, blow up arm wings, because they can pop or they can float away, and that could be very dangerous.
Fire safety in the home is a very important thing, and that can come into play when you're cooking, if you have candles, or especially those summertime grilling out.
We recommend if you are cooking and you have small children in the home, don't let them go anywhere around the perimeter of the stove. So we recommend that they stay at least 3 feet away from the stove. If you're cooking with pot handles, you want to make sure that they're turned inwards so that children don't reach up and grab them. If you're frying, then make sure that you have the lid right next to you. In the chance that there is a fire, you can take that lid and put the lid on the pan and reduce the heat. Create a fire escape map, two different ways out of each room, especially in their bedrooms. And also go ahead and practice that with them during the day and then also at night when they're sleeping to see if they can hear the smoke alarm when it goes off and if they know the right things to do. You know, get down on the floor, crawl low, and go to the meeting place in front of your home. So practice that just so that, you know, kids know what to expect if the fire alarm goes off in the middle of the night and if there is a fire. And also teach them that the fireman is their friend. So never hide from a fireman. You want them to feel comfortable with the fireman. So teach your kids to go to the fireman in case there, you know, there is a fire and the fireman is in their home.
Every home should have a basic first aid kit, and you should understand how to use it.
You know, a first aid kit is a great thing to have both in your home and in your car. And you can go to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control website, and they have a list of what to put in your first aid kit.
For more information, follow the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.